Okay, we're going to be tazering the sugya of Bu'ula LeKohen Gadol, which is on basically on Lamed Amud Aleph. But I just want to give a little bit of background so we're oriented to know what we're talking about in the sugya. So again, we started off, we said that our mission is going Lafuke Mehai Tanya, Tana. Which Tana is going Lafuke, our mission is going Lafuke, going against, is going Lafuke Rav Shimon ben Taimani and Shimon ben Asya. Because Rav Shimon ben Taimani says that who's a woman that receives Kana? It's a woman that is Isha Sheyesh Bo Havaya, as we darshan from Loti Elisha in the Pasuk. And Rav Shimon ben Menasya says that we learn out the din of by the Isha Sheruya Lakaima, that is the standard which of a woman that receives Kanas. So we're trying to bring a naf, so the Gemara goes around and try to find my benaya. What's the difference? What's a nafka mina between Rav Shimon Atimani and Rav Shimon ben Menasya? So we keep narrowing it down, Lafi. Right now we're at according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that Chayvei Lavin creates Mamzerus, and therefore Chayvei Lavin do not have Tefisas Kedushin. So according to them, Chayvei Lavin would not be a nafkamina between Rav Shimon and Shimon ben Asya, because then they're not Ruu L'Kayma, and they do not Havaya. So he said, and what about, and even further limiting it, is according to Rav Yeshavev. Rishavi's comments on Akiva, Shahaya Omer Kol Shein L'Biya B'Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. That anybody that Ein L'Biya B'Yisrael, it's an Isser Biya to it, that would create Mamzerus. That would not have Kenas. Therefore, that did not Kazerus, it would not have Kenas. So it could refer to two things. I mean, that could, in one sense, just be in response to Rav Simoi, the previous Tana, who said that the Maf community could be Alman LeKohen Gadol, and say that even Alman LeKohen Gadol creates Mamzerus, or that could be a general klal that all women that have an Isser Bia to them would create Mamzerus, would not have Tzidushin, therefore should not have Kenas, according to both Rishim and Manasseh and Shimon HaTimani. So the Gemara answers, so Lafi, that most limiting factor, that really all women that have Bia B'Isser, all women that have via be'isser would create mamzeris and therefore would not have tefis kedushin. So what's the difference between Rav Shimon ben Asya and Rav Shimon Taimani? So the ikavanah difference is ba'ula l'kohen gadol. That's it. On Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says ikavanah ba'ula l'kohen gadol. Uma ishna dehava asei she'eno shal bakol. The difference is that this ba'ula only applies to a kohen gadol and not to any other Isser, not to any other person, is Eino Shel Bakol, and therefore that would not apply. Even Rabbi Akiva agreed that would not have Mamzerus, and therefore it would have Tefisas Kedushin, and therefore it would be enough. According to Rishon Timani, there would be Knas, because Yishbo Havaya, according to Shimon ben Asya, since it's still an Isser, it's still Eino Ruu L'Kayma, therefore it's Eino Ruu L'Kayma, it would not have Knas. That is the Nafkamina that we have in the Gemara. So the question is what is this case of Bu'ula Kohen Gadol? So Rashi first. Rashi on Lamed Amud Aleph says, what is Bu'ula Kohen Gadol? So Rashi says, the case is that Uba Bu'ula Shalok Kedarka Ayri. Di'i Kedarka Su Lekeknas. That the case has to be when the person, when this woman had Bia Shalok Kedarka with another person, another man. And therefore, because she was lokadarka, therefore she's still considered a besula technically, and therefore she's shy of the knas. But at the same time, it's considered a beula in terms of the Isser beula of marrying a kohen gadol. So that's what Rashi said. The nafka mina would be between Rav Shimon and Manasseh and Rav Shimon HaTaimani. Okay. Tosvos, if you look at Tosvos, ike benayo beula lokohen gadol. Tosos first quotes Rashi's pshat. He says, "Beula shalok kedarka." He says, "Rashi, paraphrase for contrast, beula shalok kedarka." The kasha, the pluk to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, he, the parakah bali vinta. That this sheet of this case that Rashi says is the case of beula kohen gadol is actually a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara Yavamas. The machlokes is, it's basically how the Gemara Yavama says, as a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, in terms of how do you darshan the psukim of Bibsu Leha. So, according to Rabbi Meir said Bibsu Leha comes to go exclude a Bogeres. the Bogaris, anybody does not have Kol Basulim, that is what the Pasuk is going to exclude. That's what's usher to a Kohen. But that would only be the Bivsula, the extra Beis, which is included. He said that Dafka Kedarka is usher. If you have a Kedarka, that would create the Isser. But Shalok Kedarka would not be in the Isser of Bula Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Elazar said, he darshan different. No, that Bogaris would be okay. That the he darshan the psukim differently. That it really it's that mixas besulin would still be mutter. But what was bitsul? That extra bays come to darshan. Come to darshan that even bu'ula shalok kedarka is aser to a kohen gadol. So based off that, Tosfos asked the question. Said this seemingly this Tosfos this according to Rashi this case is subject to a machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, this would be usher to the that Almana would this woman this Beis Hakadosh would be usher to a Kohen Gadol because she's a Ba'ula. According to Meir, she's kasher. So Tosis asks, so Ikshir the Kohen Gadol Havala the Meimar Ula Rabbi Meir Damar Kasher the Kohen Gadol Ma'ika the Meimar Kedika Amar Ula Rabbi Kiva Damar. Meaning, he's referencing the early part because at the beginning of the Gemara we said that what's the nafkamina between a what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon ben Asi and Shimon Tamani? It said Chayvi Lavin initially. That was Mamzeres and Nesina. That was the first suggested answer. And it said then it says Ulu Rabbi Kiva according to Rabbi Kiva Michael and Meimar because Rabbi Kiva says there's no tzis kedushin Chayvi Lavin. So just meaning according to Rabbi Kiva those women the Almana calling up the Mavzeres and Nesina would be also have a problem that would not have Knas. So that would not be the Nafkamina between Mishim and Manasseh and Shem and Timani. So that's what can further, Gemark further continues and asks, Rabbi Kiva, what would you say? So according to what we're saying, we're toast is saying, the same thing should be now. That's good. This Nafkamina Bula Kohen Gadol Kondrashi is great according to Rabbi Elazar. Because that's where, according to Rabbi Elazar, there's an Isser B'yesh Lokadarka to a Kohen Gadol. Of a woman who had B'yesh Lokadarka, that is usher to a Kohen Gadol. Because she's a Bula. But the Gemara should then say, that's great according to Elazar. But Ula Rabbi Meir, Mike Amar, like they just said by Rabbi Akiva. The same idea should apply. Why should there be a difference? So that's a question on Rashi. So Tosfos gives an answer and says, V'omari, Demer Rabbi Akiva Parach Shapir. That we can understand the Gemara could say that statement. It could ask that question, Rabbi Akiva, what are you going to say? Because Rabbi Shimon the Manasseh came later than Rabbi Akiva, it was after, and Rabbi Akiva was his Rebbe. So we can understand why we would want to make Rabbi Shimon the Manasseh like Rabbi Akiva his Rebbe. So last, according to Rabbi Akiva, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon the Manasseh and Rabbi Shimon Timani? Because we know Rabbi Shimon the Manasseh could hold like him, he's his Rebbe. That's why we asked the question over Ula Rabbi Akiva. But Ava Baha, but in our case, Lo Chayishi Polig Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon Manasseh. But we're not Choshish. We don't really care the fact that there's a machloket will come out that Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh could argue with the Rabbi Meir. That we're not. We don't need to force Rabbi Shimon Manasseh to say, maybe he holds like Rabbi Meir, and then what would the machlokas would be? No, we can be Choshish saying maybe he doesn't hold like him. That's not our concern right now. Yes.
What would be the difference between that and saying, going through
Uli Rishabav, Because that's Pshat and Rabbi Kiva. Right. Because that's all. Meaning, if you say that Rishon ben Manasseh is Rabbi, should could very much hold like Rabbi Kiva, the question is, what is Pshat and Rabbi Kiva? So that's why it says Uli Rishabav is because that may be Pshat and Rabbi Kiva. Okay. So that's the first. That's all with Tosfos is explaining Shita's Rashi. Now Tosfos brings another Shita. The Rabbeinu Chananel perish. Rabbeinu Chananel is another explanation. He says no. The case of Ba'ula Kohen Gadol is not the case of Bia Shalok Kedarka like Rashi explained. Rather, what's the case? The Hacha Lo Mayri Ba'ula Me'acher. It's not Ba'ula from somebody else. I mean, somebody else had Bia with her. Ela Ba'Kohen Gadol She'anas Besula Gemura. So Rabbi Nachmanel explains that the case we're talking about is the Kohen Gadol himself is ma'anis this woman, this girl, and now based on the fact that he's the ma'anisher, she is now a ba'ula, and therefore now that she's a ba'ula, she's no longer ru'uya l'kaima. So that would be the nafkamina between Rishon ben Manasseh and Shimon Timani. According to Rishon ben Timani, she's a woman that has avaya because it's only ba'ula Kohen Gadol. But according to Shimon ben Asya, she would, since it's ain't a Ruri Lakaima anymore, after you did the after the fact, once you did the bia already, she's no longer Ruri Lakaima because she's a Ba'ula. So that's why there wouldn't be Kanas, according to Shimon ben Asya. So this is the Machlokes, Rashi and Rebbe Hanano. So now, Tosfos is going to bring a Gemara in Yevamos, which seemingly is a big problem, or which would, at first glance, be a problem, either a problem or at least directly address the issue of Rabbi Nachmanel, the case that he set up. That the case of Rabbi Nachmanel, that the case Ba'ulas Atzmo, the Kohen Gadol himself was Ba'ul this woman, that itself is the Gemara in Yevamos. It says in Gemara in Yevamos, that's on in Nuntes, Baba Yaventa, Anusas Atzmo, Mufutas Atzmo, the Gemara said, the Mishnah, Lo Yisa, that a mufutas atzmo, that you should not, that not anusas atzmo, mufutas atzmo, you should not marry the chachila. But the Gemara continues, it says in nasa nasoi. So Tosfos there says, vin nasa nasoi, that if you get mad, that if you're really doesn't because it's iser, it's an iser daraisa bula kohen gadol to marry them. Well, is it? Yeah, since there's an iser already, therefore it's lo yisa. You shouldn't marry the chachila. But the fact is, once you get married, once you are over the iser, in nasa nasa, the marriage stays. It is considered a good marriage. So, seemingly on first understanding, in nasa nasa, what would that imply? Seemingly nasa nasa means that's ruli lekaima. But Rabbi Nachmanel just said that the case that he set up, the Kohen Gadol was ma'anis the girl himself, and that's considered ba'ula. And he says that's the nafkamina between Rishon Tzimon and Rishon Ben Asya. Rishon Ben Asya would say there's no kanas. Why? Because she's not ruhi l'kayma. According to Rishon Tzimon, it's tzvi's kedushin. It's yesh ba'avaya. Therefore, there would be kanas. But the Gemara just said. So the Gemara from Rishon Gard Yivama says that in nasa nasa, seemingly she's ruhi l'kayma. So what's Rabbi Nachmanel going to say? So Tosfos answers. Tosfos explains. Rabbi Nachmanel says. Mikol makom kevin de lechachila lo yisa lo chashiva ruhi lekaima. Since lechachila you're not allowed to marry initially, that is called in a ruhi lekaima. Dehai lo yikach have min haTorah. Because the lo yikach, when the Gemara says you're not allowed to take this woman, when the Torah says you're not allowed to take this woman, he's saying this is an iser min haTorah. Since the high loyisa minatar, because this loyisa is minatar, it's an isidaraisa loyisa, you're not allowed to marry this woman. Therefore, that's why we're going to call this in Ruhi Lekaima. So Haki, and he extends this, Haki Nam, we have a similar idea, Omer Bogeres, Mukasets, that also says of there, loyisa, you're not allowed to marry Chachila. Vim Nasa Nasoi. I forgot the Havi, that those cases minatar, even though those cases are definitely minatar. Like he explains over there. So the way Tosfos explained the Gemara in Yevamos is that because it's loyisa lechachila, therefore that is why it's considered not ruhi lekaima. So if you look at the Gemara Yevamos itself, it's a little bit perplexing that I could theoretically think of it, a much better answer to Tosfos' question on this problem of Rabbi Nachmanel. And it's not just, it's, the Rabban actually says this. Because the Gemara there, the Gemara on Yevamos Nitas and Beis says, on this Gemara that says, in nasa nasoi, eloyisa lechila, in nasa nasoi. What does it explain? So it first brings Rav Huna Shita. Rav Huna says that even though it says that in nasa nasoi, still you need to mosi of a get. You still need to give her a get. So the Rabban sees that and says, perfect. When motzi beget, that's why it's ruhi lekaima. The motzi beget, that's a din deraisa. Din deraisa, even though granted nasa nasa, you could stay married, but mid deraisa, you're supposed to give a get. And that's why it's considered in a ruhi lekaima. So that could be a very simple answer to this question.
That's considered ruhi lekaima, even though he could stay with her?
No, but if the Torah says you have to be motzi beget, that's not ruhi lekaima. I mean, even though the question is how it.
So So what does it mean, Nasa Nasui?
Ah, that's a good question. So, Nasa Nasui...
Havaya?
Yeah, I guess so. Nasa Nasui means that it probably would be Havaya then, yeah.
That makes more sense.
What?
If it's not Bidiyavid, Nasa Nasui really kind of Bidiyavid, because...
Well, what the only thing is, if you have a chiv, I mean, I guess the thing is, if you have a chiv, the Torah says you have a chiv to go give her a get. So I don't know if you'd say that bidyevid, you're allowed to stay married. But the Torah says you're obligated to give her a get. I think it's more. I mean, yes, if bidyevid, you don't give her a get, then you're officially you are. I mean, at that point, the yeshubayev means you're married. That's what yeshubayev means. That means technically the good kedushin, you're married. So kol zman, you don't give her a get, you're married. Granted, but the Torah has a chiv d'oraisa. It says lo yit, that tells you give her a get. So if it tells you d'oraisa, you have to give a get. That's I would think that's inarula kaima.
Any anusat
that's
small,
that's small.
Any anusat
that's small,
that you have to give a get.
That's what the Gemara says. Yes.
Can you just explain again how just the. How does they equate the situation of the Yavama with the Kohen Gadol and the
Yavama?
The
I mean, how is the Gemara Yavama related to Rabbi?
And then it switches to say the same thing with.
Well, no. That was just a quote from the Gemara Yavamas. The Gemara Yavamas brought the case of Anusis Atmo Mafutas Atmo, and the Gemara says that Im Nasa Nasoi that Lo Yisa, you're not allowed to marry Lachila.
Right.
But Im Nasa Nasoi, the question is that Anusis Atmo, that seems to be the exact same case that Rabbi Nachmanel is talking about. Rabbi Nachmanel says the case is where you go and where the Kohen Gadol is Ma'anis a woman. Therefore, that is hers now, his woman that he's ma'anis anusas atzmo. The question is that shayach now to to say there's knas on that woman now? So if you hold like Rabbi Shimon Atimani, there is Yeshua Avaya. According to Shimon Menasya, then it's Einaru Lekaima. So the problem, we're saying that since it's the same case, it's the same thing, the Kohen Gadol is ma'anis woman, she is an anusas atzmo. The problem we have with Tosfos is that doesn't seem to fit in the Gemara, because the Gemara says that Nimnasa Nasai, which seems to say it is Ruila Kaima. And therefore that if it's Ruila Kaima, that would not be a nafka mina between Rishimon Atimani and Rishim Manasya.
Yeah, but how do you learn from Yavamos to the case of Kohen Gadol?
Yavamos is talking about the Gemara in Yavamos is speaking about the case is I'll read you the 1 second.
Here, I would say since she's a Yavama, then maybe.
No, we're not.
But here in the case of the Kohen Gadol.
No, right now we're not talking about Yavama right now. The case is in Yavamos, but the mission itself, the mission talking about taking a stop, it's talking about a regular. It says, the mission says, Kohen Gadol lo yisa almana. Ben almana meneris and ben almana menesuin. Vlo yisa sabogaris. Rebeleza shimon makshir and bebogaris. And lo yisim misa was a case. We're talking about a regular stam Kohen Gadol in this case. Okay.
Yeah. Just one more time how giving her get affects you, Nasa Nasui.
So, meaning.
You're
you mean they're way actually in the Ramban?
You just said that the fact that you're required to give her a get.
Yeah, the fact. So, Lafi the Ramban, the fact if Midrash, the Torah says you need to give her a get, that means she's not Ruhi Lakaima. Since the Torah says give her a get means the Torah does not allow you to stay married to her. So this seems a very simple answer. So the question is, why doesn't Tosfos say this answer?
And we're saying Inazana Sui means Havaya, according to the Rambam.
Yes, I think so. So
doesn't it seem like Havaya in the first place? So why Tosfos? Inazana Sui, Kiddushin is Tofes, right? That's what Havaya means. So why is Tosfos using his Raya for
Kaya? No, but didn't say anything about, meaning, it didn't, what happened, it didn't say anything about Havaya, is
more from what's not there.
Exactly, yeah, I guess so. Okay, so the question is, why doesn't Tosfos say that? So there are a few answers we gave. One of that is actually, and I think this is Tosfos' Shita in Yavamos, on Samach Mar Aleph, I believe. Tosfos says that the din of Motziya Baget is Durabana. The whole din of itself, that when everyone says, you have to, still, even though Nasa Nasoi, but you have to give a get, that only means the din Durabana. But Midaraisa, you would be allowed to stay married to her. That is Ruhi L'Kayimah still. midaraisa. So that's why Tosca did not answer that. And also another answer he gave possibly is the fact that maybe there's enough, that is a machlokis, this Gemara in Yavamas. That was, I just told you, Rav Huna Shita. Rav Huna who says that the, even though Nasa Nasa, you're still Motzi of a get. But there's another Shita in this Gemara, and that's Rav Ashi Shita. Rav Ashi says that in Nasa Nasa, that what's the case of Nasa Nasa? It means your mamash could stay married to him. And in the Lumdus is like this. The Rav Ashi says that just like a Mukas Eiz and Mogeres, that you're not allowed to marry to him. But in the end of the day, you could stay married to them. Why? Because in the end of the day, Sofa Leos Bogeris talked of. Sofa Leos Mugas Eid talked. In the end of the day, it's going to happen eventually anyways. So on that same token, so also the Be'ula, she's going to become a Be'ula anyways when she's married to him anyways. That's why we say, Nasa Nasa, you could stay married to him. So it could be, and therefore based on Rav Ashi, seemingly wouldn't have been, there's no Din Motzi of a get, he argues. So therefore, that's why it's Ru'ula Kaima. And that could be because it's, at least Tosos was choshish for that Shita. That's why he doesn't bring down this the Motzia Baget at all. He doesn't mention anything about the Rav Huna or Motzia Baget to answer his question. Because again, Tosos seems very shred. He has to figure out, oh, that even though it's in Nasa Nasa, it's still not Ru'ula Kaima. Because Lo Yisa is Minat Torah, and therefore that's not Ru'ula Kaima. It seems like a stretch, honestly. It seems a little bit forced. And there seemed to have, Ramban seemed to have a better answer. But we said the Ramban's answer wouldn't work for Tosfos for these two reasons. Okay. So then we said... Aha. So, and Tosfos, let's finish up Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'od, and he's trying to bring another raya, D'ka'amar hasa masiv rabba, Lo tieli isha, isha haru yelo, prat almano koin gadol. So Rabbi asks from Brisa. It says lo tieli isha in the pasuk, and that means the Brisa says that isha haru yelo, that's going to exclude an almano koin gadol. So Rabbi asks, hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilema bekedarka. If the case is what the case was, kedarka, the bia was kedarka. My ear, you mishum almana. Why do you have to say the case is? That's an almana l'kohen gadol. That's what's being excluded from the pasuk. Isharia lo prat l'almana l'kohen gadol. Because if it's bias kedarka, tevik leid tahava la ba'ula. If it was kedarka, it would just say the case is because she's a ba'ula. That's why she's not allowed to marry her. Why did it be misham almana? So the Gemara says that the Gemara answers that therefore the Brice says therefore must be the case that Brice is talking about. It's lo kedarka. So Tosfos says masha the ba'ulas atzmo asur lo minat Torah. Oh, so the Gemara. So Tosfos picks up from this Gemara, this Masav Rava. So I'll just give some background. This just a little bit of background. That back to the machlokus we had between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir in terms of darshan, whether we say Bu'ula Shalom Kedarka is Asur to a Kohen Gadol or is Mutzer to a Gadol. Rabbi Meir says Bu'ula Kohen Gadol is Asur is Mutzer to a Kohen Gadol, and. No, but Biyashalo Kedarka is Mutzer to a Kohen Gadol. And Rabbi Elazar says, Biyashalo Kedarka, that would apostle her to a Kohen Gadol. Make her Asur to a Kohen Gadol. So Rav comes after that. Statement of Rav is, Rav comes and says that Biyashalo Kedarka, he says, statement of Biyashalo Kedarka is Asur for a Kohen Gadol. That's the Gemara, Nun Tesim and Aleph. Rav says, we'll quote it quickly. Rav says, Niva Lashalo Kedarka, Psula Kuna. Exactly. So on that, that's what Rav is coming to ask on. Rav is asking on Rav. You, Rav, who says, Biyashalokadarka is Asur, is Pasul Kuna, Midaraisa. Oh, but the Gemara, the Rav asks and says, we have this Braisa which says, Loti Isha, Isha Ruyala, Prat Laman Lakoin Gadol. And the Gemara asks, what's the case? If it's a case of Kadarka, then Kedarka, that's us. That you don't need to do Balmana. It could be because of Ba'ula. That's why she's pasul for Kuna. Why does that say Prat La'almana? So the Gemara says no. Must be talking about Lo Kedarka. Oh, and this Rava says this is a must against. This is against Rav. Rav says that Bia Shalom Kedarka would pass for Kuna. Oh, but we said over here this price seems to be saying the case is what's on case of Balmana LaKohen Gadol Bia Shalom Kedarka, and why is she pasul for Kuna? Because she's an almana, not because it's Biyashalo Kedarka. So that seems to go against Rav. So Gemara says that Rav is going like Rabbi Elazar, And this Bryce is going like Rabbi Meir. That's how it answers the question in terms of, that's how they answer the question, this Bryce on Rav. But just from the Bryce, the point that Tosus is trying to get out from this Gemara is that the fact that you could, the fact that the Havmina was, oh, if it was Kedarka, meaning if it was a regular person, Kohen Gadol was Ma'anis to this Almana, Kedarka, then the psul would be because she's a ba'ula, not because she's an almana. So we see from the fact that he says the psula is mishur, and that's what it would. In other words, the prat wouldn't be almana; it would have been ba'ula. That's in the pasuk. I mean, it says laloti. The pasuk says laloti lisha prat. According to this price, it should have said prat la ba'ula had the case been kedarka. So we see from this that this is where Tosas Rai is, that Bia Shekadarka, another Anusis Atmo, is Aser Minat Torah. That's why it's Aser Minat Torah, because it would have said Prat Leba'ula, had that been the case. And since that's shot in the Pasuk, we're saying that's what a woman wouldn't have Kana, I mean, that's what wouldn't have Kana, there wouldn't be Odi Pasulakuna, therefore wouldn't have Kanas, Lefi Rui Lakaim, fine, but that would have been. That's why you would not fulfill the mitzvah. That's why you wouldn't be allowed to marry her. That's why it would be pasul l'kahuna. So that's meaning this is all based Tosfos Rambam, the lo yisa, the fact you're not allowed to marry, is de'oraisa. And because lo yisa is de'oraisa, that's why it's called not ruhi l'kaima. So you just bring your raya as to why it's lo yisa is de'oraisa. Because you could have assumed, there are people who assume, the other Rishonim who say that lo yisa is actually de'rabana. And actually, if you look at the end of Tosis, is the Rabbeinu Tam lo pirish kein. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this whole shot. Why doesn't Rabbeinu Tam like this whole shot? So we said it could be because Rabbeinu Tam holds that lo yisa is derabanan. So if lo yisa is derabanan, then she is real kaima b'daraisa. So that wouldn't be a nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Shimon Benasya. Because if it's really Kaim and Daraisa and there's Yeshua Avaya, then they both set up Kanas. They both say Kanas. So that wouldn't be the Nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and Teman and Shimon Benasya. It's only if you hold it's Daraisa lo Yisa and therefore ain't a really Kaim and Daraisa, would you then come and say that there would be a Nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and Teman and Shimon Benasya. And I think this Rabbeinu Tam is a little bit Lashita, so what we said earlier, a little bit going back, a little Chazara, going back to Chav Tessam and Aleph, and the Tosfos there. Tosfos on Nesina. Tosfos said by Nesina that the Nesina, that Rashi, the way Tosfos explained Rashi was that the Isser Nesina is Isser Durabana. Tosfos didn't like that because Tosfos thought that Isser Nesina was Daraisa. One of the proofs that Tosfos brought that Nesina he thought was Daraisa was the Gemara Nechav Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara Tes Amid Beis says, the beginning of this Gemara is all Chazar, it all fits in well, that says that Ulafuke Mahaitan, well, who's this going, what's our mission going against? It's Lafuke again, Rabbi Shimon HaTimon and Shimon HaManasya. In terms of how they darshan the pasuk of Loti Elisha. So, now what's they said? What my benayah? It was the initial decision. What is the first nafkamina brought? So the first nafkamina brought between the Rishonim and Timon and Shimon Benasya was mamzeres nesina. So Tosfos saw this gemara and says, oh, from the fact that we brought a nafkamina between Rishonim and Timon and Shimon Benasya about, and what's the nafkamina between them? Whether it's Ruila Kaimer and Yeshua Avi is a nesina. And the fact that they're talking about a pasuk right now, they're talking about how do you darshan Loti Elisha, either Isha Rila Kaima or Isha Shishba Avaya. So we're talking about pasukim right now. We're talking about how we darshan the pasuk midaraisa level. And Tosfos saw to ask on Rashi. He saw this gemara and he said, "There's a raya for the fact that we brought a nafkamina of tini shitas. The nafkamina is nesina, so it must be that this gemara, the fact that this gemara says brought it as a nafkamina of tini shitas, must be that the gemara held that nesina is daraisa. It's a daraisa." So this fits in very well. This is Lashitas over here. That if the Sina was Durabanan, what would be the problem? So in Mistama, the problem is that because since Midda Araisa, Since the Isser is only Darabana, that means Midaraisa, it is Rui Lakaima. And it's also Yishba Avaya Midaraisa. So therefore, there would be no nafkamina between Rishim and Timan and Rishim and Nasya. Only if you hold it to Nissan Daraisa would there be an nafkamina between Rishim and Timan and Rishim and Nasya. Because only then would there be only then would you say that and it's not Rui Lakaima. If he holds Darabanan, then it's Rui Lakaima according to everybody. So this could be why Rabbi Natam lo Pirish Kane. Because if Rabbi Natam understood this whole Gemara, the Sugya in Yavama says lo Yisa is Darabanan, then that wouldn't be enough. I mean, it is Rui Lakaima versus Yeshua Avaya. Because she is Rui Lakaima on Daraisa level. So that's why I thought Rabbi Natam argues, yes.
Can you explain again how the Adikamar connects to the previous part? The Adikamar had how is that connected to what we were saying?
Which part?
First one, Lo Adikamar Ad.
Oh, we're bringing, and then that was brought to bring another raya that Lo Yisa is Daraisa. That we see from the fact that Rava asked this question and assumed from the base of the Pshat and the Pasuk. The Pshat and the Pasuk was Lo Yisa, it should have been based off the logic that the Gemara goes in Rava. It should have been Lo Yisa that Lo Tilisha Prat Lebeula. That would have been the logical flow. That means Midaraisa Lo Yisa, you shouldn't have been allowed to marry, because that's what would have been had the case been Kedarka. That would have been what would have been excluded. That would have been a woman who you were not allowed to marry. So the fact that the Gemara that seems explicitly saying that she's possible Midaraisa to marry.
From the fact that it would have considered Darshan again.
Exactly. That would have been excluded as a Psul Daraisa. Okay, so that's Tosos. So now we went a little bit into the Sugya. We're trying to understand first what is the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hanan. What really is the Kuz Machlokas? Why doesn't Rashi seem to, meaning it seems Tosos set up an argument for Rabbeinu Hanan. So it works. We figured it out. We made it work. So why doesn't Rashi agree to this view? Why would Rashi not say the case is anusis atmo? So we built out a yesod out of Rashi. We saw this in many places. We both said this over a few times. We thought this is explicitly said in the Shita. Shita Mikubetza says this explicitly. That the way the Shita sets it up is that he's explaining within Rabbeinu Hananel that the case, let's say the case was the case is Anusis Atzma. What would be the case? So the case is he's Ma'aneser. So at that point, this is explaining within Rabbeinu Hananel, the Shita explains that within Rabbeinu Hananel, once he's Ma'aneser, that at that point that makes him to a bu'ula. Okay, but at that point she's still Yeshua Ba'ah, you're still allowed to marry. So when you marry her, when you marry Nisua and therefore you have Bia, that would make her now a Chalala. And the third Bia would end up making Chalalim, her children would end up being Chalalim. That's how we explain Rabbeinu Hananel. But based on that flow as he explains it, that's why the whole Knas thing comes out to begin with, because at the time of the onus, when she's chayiv, when you have to marry her, she's just a ba'ula, and therefore there's no problem over there. You're allowed, she's totally, there's nothing, no kigam in her. She's not a chalal at that point. So therefore, that would be the nafkumina, isha ruya versus isha shena ruya and isha yeshba avaya. Because there is fisa kedushin, but there wouldn't be real kaima because the third bia, right, that would create halalim, and having bia with a halal, that's a problem with the raisa, and therefore that's why you have to divorce her before you get the third bia. So based off that understanding, the way he explains that, we have a big problem with Rashi. Rashi, you explained that the case is that you were ma'ane, that first, the case of the nafkamina between Ba'ula Koyal, the case is when she had Bia Shlokadarka with another guy first. So if that's the case, she'd be able to, and then the Kohen Gadol was Manasar. So what happens? The first guy, when the first guy had Biyash Lokadak with her, he made her a Ba'ula. Then the Kohen Gadol's Ma'anisar, that makes her into a Chalala. And then what happens then? If she's a Chalala, then there's no longer Tevi'as Kedushin. Ah, Rashi, how could you say that this would be the case of a nafkamina between a Rishim HaTimani and Rishim HaNasa? Even Lefi Rishim HaTimani, there should be no Knas. Why? Because right now she's a Chalala. She doesn't have Tevi'as Kedushin right now. So how could Rashi, you say this is a nafkamina between Rishim, how could this case be a nafkamina between Rishim HaTimani and Rishim HaNasa? That's the Shittim Gebetz's ask. So the Shittim Gebetz's answer to the Yesod, which we said a number of times, that the way Rashi views how does Rashi view the connection between Isha Sheish Bo Havaya, between Loti El Isha and Knas? The way Rashi viewed that connection is that a woman who has a status at the time of Ones, the Shas Ones, if the woman has a status that she is Ruya Lakaima, she's Yesh Bo Havaya, that is a woman, then that is Shayach to Knas. It's not so much the factor that, oh, are you going to eventually do the Kedushin? Are you eventually going to be able to marry her? But the Shas Ones, right now, when you're Manasar, are you allowed to go, or is there Havaya, and are you Ruya Lakaima? That's the way Rashi views this situation right here. So that's why, according to Rashi, it's great. That's why you set up the cases when you're a nusas atzmo. I'm not nusas atzmo. That's why the case is. The case was first she had biyash lo kedarka. So first she had biyash lo kedarka. Therefore, she comes a ba'ula. So now, when at the shas onis, when the kohen ma'aneser, what is he being ma'anes? He's being ma'anes a ba'ula. But at that moment, she's just a ba'ula, not a chalala. She is someone who is right now Yesh Bo Havaya. So that's why, according to Rashi, Yesh Bo Havaya, that's why the case would be a nafkumina between Shimon HaTimon and Shimon HaNasya. Because right now, she's completely fine. She is Yesh Bo Havaya, but also she's in a Riyakaima, right? Because she's a Ba'ula, cool, cool, God, that's awesome, at the end of the day. But there's Yesh Bo Havaya. If you want to explain the case according to Rashi, that Nusa Atzmo, that wouldn't work according to Rashi. Why? Because the time that the Shas Onis, she's a basula. So if she's basula, if the Shas Onis she's a basula, then she's even ruin the kaima. So even according to Rishim and Manasya, she'd have kanas. The only case you could set up as a nafkamina between Rishim and Manasya and Rishim and Timani is if what she had been before had been a basula. Had been a ba'ula beforehand. She had been to somebody else beforehand. In order for the Shas Onis to be considered someone who is Yesh Bo Havaya but ain't a ruin the kaima. That's Lafi Rashi. Rabbi Nachanana, let's say differently. Rabbi Nachanana said, no, it's not about what we view her at the Shas Ones. It's Lamaisa. When she comes down to fall for you for real kaima, to be married, is she real kaima or is she not real kaima? Is she Yesh Bo Havaya or not Yesh Bo Havaya? What is her status at the Shas Ones? When you want to marry her. So that's why he could say the case is Anusis Atzmo. Because even though all the time you're being monitored, she's a basula, but at the end of the day, when you have to go out and fulfill the mitzvah, Loti Elisha, she's a ba'ula. Therefore, she's ain't a real kaima. And that would be, but she's ain't a real kaima, but she's Yesh Bo Havaya. And that would be the nafkamina case between Rishim HaTimani and Rishim HaManasya. And this really relates earlier to an earlier point we had on Chaf Testament Beis when we first brought up this sugya of Loti Elisha. We had a big machlokas. We had, what is the connection between Loti Elisha and Knas in general? So we said that we brought down the toast of the Piskei Red, and the toast of Red on the Daf says, he says that in order to, that what's the connection? The connection is if you are able to fulfill the mitzvah of Loti Elisha, then you can be Shayach Knas. If you're not Lamaisa going to go be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Loti Elisha, then you're not going to be Shayach Knas. That's one way of understanding. That's the Tosfos Red. And we brought another way of explaining what's the connection. The connection is not about being able to fulfill the mitzvah or not. It's about the status of the woman. It's about the status of the woman. That is she a woman who is the, is she a woman who is, yesh, that she is, does she have a status of a woman who's be able to fulfill loti liisha? Is she yesh bavai, really kind of, depending on how you, shemanasi, shemani, does she have that status? We don't care. Does she fail to fulfill the mitzvah? That's not our issue. She can maybe, at the time of the onus, is she going to be able to fulfill, does she have a status of a woman of being able to fulfill the mitzvah? So that's the chakira we had earlier, and we said that this fits in very well with our explanation of Rashi and Rabbeinu Hanan over here. That Rabbeinu Hanan, let's say, would be like the one like the Piskei Rit, Tosfos Rit. That's about fulfilling the mitzvah. Are you able to fulfill the mitzvah lo tei liisha or not? And Rashi, he said it's going the other way. That no, it's not about the mitzvah, it's about the status of the woman. Okay. Just. One point I mentioned, I forgot to mention earlier, when we were dealing with Tosfos, and that why doesn't Tosfos explain like the Ramban regarding the Kedin of Moti Beget Daraisa? And that would be the answer to the Gemara Yevamos, why Anusis Atzmo is called in a Rula Kayama, because you have to be Moti Beget. It's your earlier point. I forgot about it, I wanted to bring it out now. We brought out this point in the name of Zechel Yitzchak. So he wanted to explain as follows, that there's two, we have two psukim in the Torah about an almana, that a kohen gadol can't marry has to marry. There's a mitzvah that say to marry a basula. We have two separate psukim about a kohen gadol having to marry a basula. And we had the Lashonos in the Rambam, that there's a woman is, and even I think Gemara Mishnah Harias also, the woman is Mitzuva ala Basula. A Kohen Gadol is Mitzuva ala Basula. She's Mitzuva to marry a Basula. So Zechel Yitzchak wanted to make a Hakir between the two Psukim, that the two Psukim are referring to two separate things. That the Kohen Gadol marrying a Basula, first of all, there's two things. If a Kohen Gadol marries a Be'ula, there's an Isser Aseh. That's Pashpa we know from our Sugya. There's an Isser Aseh to marry a Be'ula. And there could be, in fact, there's two, so we're trying to bring, there's two dinim of this. There could also be the fact that you're being Mevatel in Mitzvah Aseh. That you're not marrying a Be'ula, you're Mevatel in Mitzvah Aseh. And also, you're being over an Isser Aseh of marrying a Be'ula. Two dinim. So they want to say, Lefi Tosvos, we could plug this into by Anusas Atzmo. That maybe by Anusas Atzmo, maybe there would be no Isser Aseh. There would only be a Bittel Mitzvah Aseh. You're Mevatel Mitzvah Aseh. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of marrying a Basula by Anusas Atzmo. So that could fit in very well. So if that's the case, that could be why, Rebbe, that's why. The Gemara over there, when it says that lechachila lo yisa, but in nasa nasoi, that why lechachila lo yisa? Because right now you're mevatel mitzaseh. But in nasa nasoi, because once you've already mevatel mitzaseh, there's no continual isra after that. Once you mevatel mitzaseh, it's over, done, mitzah's gone. You lost, you lose out. But there's no reason to go and get rid of. There's no reason for you to further have to divorce or further to have to do anything beyond that. So, I mean, if you understand there's an Isra Aseh, that could understand why there's the chiyuv to go divorce her after, the chiyuv to get rid of her, to go and divorce, to get rid of her, not be married to her, because every second you're with her, you're over an Isra Aseh, could be. But once we're saying there's no Isra Aseh, but Anusas Atzmo, there's just a bitul mitzvah that says, so lo yisa. You shouldn't, lechila, you should not go and marry her. But in nasa nasoi, then that could, but nasa nasoi, because once it's over, you're about to say, it's over. You've lost out the opportunity, fine, but there's nothing wrong inherently staying married to this point. It's fine at this point. The mitzvah's done. Okay, so now it's regular, back to normal. This is explaining just the, it could be an explanation for the Gemara, just shot the Gemara according to Rabbeinu Hanan. That, meaning, The Gemara seems to be, how do you just explain pshat? I don't think it's Rabbeinu Chananel. Actually, this may not even be with you, Rabbeinu Chananel. This could be just pshat. How do you understand?
Rashi doesn't like the Ramban.
What?
This is why Rashi doesn't say like the Ramban. Tosfot doesn't say like the Ramban.
I think that's how we brought it down. One second. No, I think this is just a separate point that according to Tosos, the Gemara is very difficult, and that if Midda Araisa, the Torah says you're not allowed to go and marry her, why would the din be a Nasa Nasoi? I mean, I think this is a separate point, in other words, that just this chat, how does Tosos mean Tosos who says Lois is Daraisa? I think it's on this point. That Tosos who says Lois is Daraisa, is her Daraisa to go marry this woman? So, if it's Isser Darban, I can understand the Nasa Nasoi. But Tosos who says that this is Daraisa, how do you explain the Gemara? Why, if there's Lois and Daraisa, why would that be Nasa Nasoi? Just that just Behavana. Understand that makes very difficult, little sense. So we want to bring the Zeichet to explain that because even though, yes, granted, you're over in Isser Daraisa. Meaning, this is a Daraisa issue. Lo Yisa is Midaraisa. Don't marry Midaraisa. Why? Because you're being Mevatel and Mitzasase Menatorah. That's why Lo Yisa is Midaraisa. But Nasa Nasui makes a lot of sense because once you're Mevatel Mitzvah, there's nothing post that. Once you're Mevatel Mitzvah, fine. That's problem. That's bad. That's wrong. But at the end of the day, now there's nothing wrong to stay with her. Because there's no Isser. And once you're about to limit, so there's nothing else holding you back.
What's the pasuk for the asset?
I don't know if we connected which one. I mean, the two pasuk, the one pasuk is the Hu Isha Bibsu Leha Yikach. And the other pasuk is Grusha Vechalala Lo Yikach Ki Im Bibsu Lo Yikach. I don't know if we necessarily plugged one to the other, but we said the fact there are two pasuk and we could, one of them would confer to one to the other. Okay. I want to just say this out because this is going to the last part of our share. I want to explain that we brought an interesting question to Rekiva Eger, just to end up share with that we said there's a Gemara in Horius. The Gemara is in. Temura, my bad. We're in Temura. The Gemara in Temura says brings a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Whether Eavid, if you were over in this, if the Torah told you not to do something, and you did it, Eavid, do we say Mahani, that your action worked, that we consider it a good action, and therefore it would be Chal, the action would be Chal? That's Eavid Mahani, that's Abaye Shita. Rava says that Iyavid lo mahani. That if you did an Isser, if you were over Iyavid, the Torah told you have to do something, you did it. Then, lo mahani, doesn't help. It's not a good action. So that's the Gemara and Dalam of Bezin Horius. The Gemara and Haman Bezin Horius acts on Rava. The Rava, you who say Iyavid lo mahani, that if you were over an Isser, the Torah told you have to do something, you did it, then the action doesn't help. Lo mahani. What about we have a Mishnah in Kedushin? The Mishnah in Kedushin says that if an almana marries a Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah says yesh kedushin v'yesh avera, that there is a kedushin. The kedushin is chal, tfis kedushin, but at the same time yesh avera, that you're also doing an avera, and the vlad goal chachar pagum, the vlad will end up being a chalal, go after the pagum. Rava, how could you say that the Torah told you, according to Rava, Rava says, Yavid lo mahani. If you do an Isser, Torah told you not to do something, and you did it, the action doesn't help. So according to the Rava, why does the Mishnah say, Yesh Kedushin? Why is there Kedushin? You did an Isser. Amana married a Kohen Gadol. That's an Isser. We should say, there's no Kedushin. Lo mahani. So the Gemara answers that my answer is that no. There's a special gzeres hakasev. The pasuk says, "Lo yikach v'lo yichalal." The pasuk says that only creates chalalim, but does not create mamzerim. It's specifically a din in chalalim. That only chalul mosa v'ena mosa mamzer. That because since the Torah says explicitly that there is chalalim, gzeres katz chalalim. I mean, if the fact that it says there's chalalos there and not mamzeres means that there's species kedushin. Because if there we create mamzeros, then there we know Tosos earlier on chalul mosa haba hatalia. We'll speak. That's a different sugya, but. If there's mamzeres, there's no tefis kedushin. If there is no mamzeres, then there is tefis kedushin. So that's why, since the Torah says there's chalalos, there it creates chalalim and not mamzeres, that means there's tefis kedushin. That's gzeres hakasif. That's the Gemara's answer to Mura. The problem is now back to our sugya. Again, a little bit. We have in response. We brought Rabbi Kiva down our sugya. The nafka. We said we had a nafka meeting between Rabbi Shimon Timon and Shimon Benasya, and we said, "Oh, what about Rabbi Kiva? What would be nafka to correct Rabbi Kiva?" So we brought Rav Simai. Rav Simai says the nafka meeting between Rabbi Shimon Timon and Shimon Benasya would be Almana LaKohen Gadol, right? Almana LaKohen Gadol is the nafka meeting. So. And why? Because of the pasuk that the lo yichal chalulim alosa v'ena mosa mamzer, right? That daft, because this is their tefisis kedushin. That means the fact that it creates chalulim and not mamzerim shows their tefisis kedushin. And that's why, according to Rishon ben Temani, there's kanas yesh bo havaya. According to Rishon ben Asi, there's no kanas. There's no havaya. There is not real kaima. Therefore, there's no kanas. So that's Rav Simai. Then we the Gemara goes to Rav Yeshaviv, who argues on Rav Simai. He says no. That even Amon Kohen Gadol, there's no tefis kedushin. He argues, the Joshi, he argues. And what did he say? The end of the day, the Gemara comes, our Gemara says, what's the end of the nafkamina between Rishim, according to Rav Yeshaviv? It says, Bula Kohen Gadol. Oh, if you say that, then it'll be a big problem. According to Rav Yeshaviv, if the Torah, according to Rav Yeshaviv, what will we do with Rava? Rava says, that Yavid, if the Torah told you not to do something, and you did it, lo mahani. It doesn't help. It doesn't work. And what was the Gemara in Temur there asked, what about the Mishnah and the Kedushin? Gemara answers, the Pasuk, the Zerzkaz lo yikach. But if you're Shaviv, you argue on the Grav Sima, you argue on that whole Drasha. So the whole answer for the fact that Amalekoh and Gadol, the fact that we see that you could be do an Isser, and because Zeres HaKos, you could do Esther, and you could not, and still the actual will be Mahani, will help. Rav Yeshav, you argue on that whole Yesod. So, according to Rav Yeshav, what would we do with Rav over here, by our Sugya? Because you don't have the answer to the Gemara and Temura, because that's all within Rav Simai, that Drasha. Rav Yeshaviv doesn't have that whole Drasha and that Pasuk over there. So, what about Yavid Lo Mahani? That's Rav Kiva Eger's question on our Sugya. So we brought two different mahalchim, one for Rashi, according to what it ties in well with how we've been playing Rashi the entire time, and one for Rabbi Nechanana. So, according to Rashi, in our sugya, again, Rashi says, the case is, when you'd be a lokadarka, that's the case of Bula Kohen Gadol, and that point, since Bula lokadarka, therefore, she's a bula, and that's the nafkamina between Rishon Timon and Shimon Benasya. So, we wanted to say for Rashi that okay. So you want to say for Rashi is that really even Rava, if you say Yavad Lomahani, there would still be Kanas here, there would still be Yesh Vohavai over here. Why? So you want to say like this. That when do we say, Rabbi Shimon Navas, Shimon Timani, when do we say that when a woman is Ein Ruya Lakaima, that there is no Kanas according to Rabbi Shimon Benasya? And according to that's only when the woman herself has a problem that she's not Rui Lakaima. There's a problem inherently with the woman. And Shimati Mari, similarly, same thing. When she's not, when does she have a problem of anal bavaya? When the woman herself, something about her, says that she can't do kedushin, that eden bo havaya. So the problem of i'avid lo mahani is not a problem in the woman. The woman herself is somebody who's yesh bo havaya. She's somebody, she's totally kedushin. I'avid lo mahani is a problem of the man. The Torah says, don't do this. And Rava says, if the Torah says don't do this, then you do this, it doesn't work. But that's the Torah speaking to the man. That's the man's, Yavon Lomani is a din in the man. The man is the one who's mitzuvah to not do this, and therefore it's a problem with him. But that external factor, Yavon Lomani, on the man, that has no effect on the status of the woman. Getting back to the Rashi's Al-Pshan in terms of the status. Her status, right now, her status is that she's an Isha, She Yesh Bo Avaya. It's Bula Kohen Gadol. The fact that there's Ilav and Lomahani, that's an external factor not related to the din of Kanas of Loti Elisha. That would be, that wouldn't affect it. And that's how we answered for Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, we brought a different answer. Because again, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you can't use this because it's not based on the status of the woman, it's about whether she's able to do it, Lamaisa. So if this whole answer doesn't work because Lamaisa, Ilav and Lomahani, it doesn't matter if it's because of her or because of him. If you can't do it, you can't do it. So what do we explain for Rabbeinu Chananel? So we quoted the Berachas Avraham, who wanted to say, like the little bit shikla I had before, that there's a difference. That there's a difference between a bula sacherim and bulas atzma. That when we're talking about bulas acherim, so if there's bulas acherim, then there's a big this is the thing. When we're talking about bulas acherim, we said there are two psukim again. There's two possibilities we explained that there could be two problems. Bulas acherim. There's a problem that you're over in Esra Aseh of Mary Amal Kohen Gadol. You're not allowed to marry Esra Aseh. And there's also a factor of being Mavatal in Mitzvah Aseh of marrying a Basula. That's by Anus Zacherim. Rabbi Yochananel explains the case is Anus Atzmo. So the way we explained is Anus Atzmo. By Anus Atzmo, there is no Esra Aseh. There is only a bitul mitzvah aseh. So if we say there's only a bitul mitzvah aseh, no isra aseh, so we can explain very well. When the Torah says, i'avid lo mahani, that's only when you're over an isr. The Torah says, isr, don't do this. That's not referring to bitul mitzvah aseh. That's not i'avid lo mahani. So that could just be that in itself. It's a simple answer that the i'avid lo mahani doesn't apply by bitul mitzvah aseh, only by yisurim. And that's why this case, we can bring this case of Amal Kohen Gadol as a nafka mitzvah timani shem benasya, because the i'avid lo mahani is not a problem. It's not a question according to that. And that's just this machlokes of Rashi and Merchal, we just brought it to the next level, explaining different types of nafka mitzvahs. And this is the sugya. Any questions? All right, we'll stop here.